Hey folks, how we doing? I'm currently getting my shit together. I'm gonna go to work in about an hour and a half. This was on my mind. So shout out to that last podcast. And I actually have another one I'm brewing on. So I don't know when I'm gonna post this one. If the last one is the Thurston joint, shout out to Mac. If the last one is the other joint, and you'll know what the other joint is. No, I think I'm gonna post this one first, and then I'm gonna post the other joint, because the other joint is interesting to me, but I need some more time on it. It's about monetizing things. Anyway, how we doing? How are things? I'm currently walking around my house because I'm in year 3 of being a homeowner. You may or may not want to hear this. It doesn't matter to me. It's my podcast. I'm recording things. We're in year 3. And as I walk around and look at this hoe, I'm in my guest bathroom right now, and I have a clogged sink. This has been an ongoing issue since possibly when I got the house. I just never really noticed it, right? Because I'm never in the guest bath. I believe it's like one pipe, has to be one pipe that is connected between the guest bath and the master bath. But the master sink, what was I told to call it? It's not master bath anymore. It's master bedroom. What is it like? Primary or main or the owner's? The owner doesn't even sound good. Somebody tell me what it is. But yeah, I'm looking in the sink and it's clogged as shit. And I never noticed because I only use, you know, my bathroom. So why would I notice some shit is clogged, right? Don't make sense. However, you go in the guest bath and you see this ring in your sink and you're like, what the fuck is that? Don't know what it is. Realize, oh shit, there's a clog. Yeah, so I had to call I called a plumber trying to support black business. Niggas don't want to answer their phone, so I'm going to call somebody else today. I'm currently back in my typical space where I record, which is my living room area. And as I just look around the house, damn, I missed it 15 minutes. Oh, I sent it back. Funny you say that shit. Still some shit to work on, even at year 3. Now, I know you've probably heard me say this. I know. If I have, and it doesn't matter. They say when you buy a house, when you get a house and you're a homeowner, nothing's ever finished. And that shit is so true. last month, I finally painted my steps. And that was something I had intended to do because when the house was finished, like the contractors and shit, they're supposed to sand the steps and stain them. And they did, but they just didn't look good per se, right? It didn't look good. And so I had the bright idea. I was just on social media and oh shit, here come the exterminators, because that's another thing. We're gonna put a pin in this and I'm gonna come right back to y'all. Hold on. Okay, cool, I'm back. Yeah, that really happened again. This home ownership is real. So, like I said, the biggest, I have this sink upstairs and I got to call that motherfucking plumber. But I had contacted I contacted a pest person, bug guy, pest control. And one thing about me is, if you know, Torrance is pro-black, it's pro-black as hell. And so what I've been trying to do is every person that touches my house and some type of aspect of home improvement, they have to be colored. So I would love them to be black, definitely. If they're Latin, cool. But, you know, I'm trying to recycle that dollar, man, and continue to, utilize services that minority people do. Because, you know, and I mean, in Atlanta, everybody's doing something, so it's hard. You throw a stone, you're going to hit about 10 niggas. So, I mean, either way. Oh, I just was reminded. Shout out to Mama Hilliard. I heard she be listening. I knew she was listed before, but it slipped my mind. And hey, so I try to have as some decent, wholesome content on here. But and now that I know she's listening, I really try to limit my cursing. I can't give up the N-word that much, but you know, it's like. But yeah, so home ownership, man, it's a thing. Like I said, I got this clogged sink, and that's one of my main issues. I just painted the steps last month, and the blue is stunning. I wanted to do a bright color, like a yellow or an orange, but then I was like, you know, dust, dirt, you're going to be able to see that shit. So it's like, So then I saw this blue, and I was like, okay, blue steps. And I just recycled the same blue that I have in my bathroom and on one of my walls in my bedroom. I've really been, like, just reusing colors because I'm not really trying to have just a colorful-ass house. But then at the same time, as I look in my dining room and I know that I need to paint this next, I'm looking at, like, a yellowish gold tan color, bronze, old gold, you know, one of those types of colors. So that would be the final room that needs to get painted and finished. Philip is determined for me to get my house done, like it's his house. He's retired, so clearly he has nothing else to do. He even hit me up. He was like, hey, whenever you're ready to get some stuff done, I want to come help you. I was like, fine, because there's some patches in this drywall that need to be patched up, and I really don't know how to do that completely. So if you want to go ahead and do that thing, you can go ahead and do that thing. I really said that I wasn't going to complete the dining room till I found a table, but tragedy happened when a tree fell on my sunroom. Yeah, a tree fell on my sunroom. Yeah, that happened. A tree fell on the damn sunroom. It was crazy when it happened. I was outside the house, and I got this notification on my alarm. My alarm was going off. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Quentin's not there. I got a frat brother to be staying in my house over the summer because he'd be working remotely. And then I look at my cameras and I don't see nothing, but then I look at the back camera and my sunroom is just mad green. So I just panic and drive home. And it's funny, when you be in a hurry, everybody want to drive slow, everybody want to abide by traffic laws, you know. They don't ever do that when you got nowhere to go. So I'm just rushing to get home, and I realize a tree has fell on my house because the alarm was going off due to a glass break. And I'm like, oh shit. And so the whole time I'm driving home, I'm praying, Lord, please don't puncture the roof. Don't puncture the roof. Don't puncture the roof. Because I just put a new roof on this hoe. I legit, a week before that tree fell on my house, they put a roof on my shit. Man, when I tell you, I get home, I rush home, and I walk, and I'm sitting here praying, and tears are almost about to fall out of my eyes. And I'm like, Lord, please, Lord, please, please, Lord, please. And I walk around the back, and I look, and the sunroom is just gone completely. The tree is just laying there, like laid out, chilling. And I look at the roof, and there's like a branch just hanging off the roof. And I say, thank you, Jesus. There was no holes, no nicks. Like, a couple of shingles were bent up, but they got straightened out. And I just had to. So working with insurance, especially home. I can't remember what comedian it was, but he was like, they act like they just don't want to give you your money. Like, what's the point of me paying for it if you ain't gonna give it to me, right? They took forever. Let's just say that the tree fell on my house in June. Everything was completed 3 weeks ago. I'll say that again. The tree fell on my house in June. June. Everything was completed as far as cleanup, work, everything, 3 weeks ago. And to that point, I had to call somebody myself to come get clean up to everything. A frat brother came out with a chainsaw. We chopped up the tree and moved stuff around. I had to do it. They didn't want to give me all the money. I had to resubmit some stuff. And they was like, oh, we thought he sent it. He didn't. They sent me some more. Either way, everything is finished now. So everybody's like, so you're going to rebuild? What you going to do? What you going to do? I don't know yet. As of right now, I just have a upward patio here. Mama's like, well, now you got a up and down patio. You know, you got a bag. I'm like, yeah, I could. I think I'm going to put a garden out there. I want to go get some tubs and stuff, fill it with dirt. But yeah, so I have a couple of dollars left over from that whole process, and I guess I can actually finally start focusing on other things, right? So I'm going to paint this room. I'm going to put a dining room table in here because I got to prepare for my birthday party. I'm having a fish fry. This is it. Like, it's real because the problems... I don't want to say problems. This is my house. I love my house. The opportunities are presenting themselves daily. Like I said, the pest control people, exterminators, that's the word I was trying to think about. God dog it. The exterminators came. And I really I hate to say this like this, but I have to be a man about it. I have to own up to it. I have to be honest. I have a bug problem. I wonder if that's why that woman stopped talking to me. He got roaches, girl. I don't have roaches. I do not have centipedes. I have roly-polies. I got silverfish in the bathroom kicking it. Truth be told, I live right next to like a heavily wooded area. Also, it's the South. It's hot outside. I mean, it's a thing here. And to that point, too, when I bought my house, I don't like saying when I bought it. I didn't buy it completely. It's like when I got the house, when I signed them papers. The house was empty for like a year and a half, right? A year and a half. So whatever was living in here, pretty much I infringed on their space. Because this house was just empty. It was kicking it, right? I infringed. I moved in on them. They looking at me crazy. So I'll never forget. It was one night. This was like a couple of months ago. Just dead centipede carcasses and... You can't say bodies. You have to say carcasses. And roly-polies and shit all over the floor downstairs. So I vacuum. Word. It's a little better. Wake up the next morning. It's like I didn't even vacuum. I said, you got to be kidding me. So finally, I've just been like, I've been putting things off because, you know, again, money. And calamity happened, obviously. Something fell on my house. But it did open up doors to other things in a way that I can use this money to actually go back into the house, right? This is the money to fix the house in a way, and it's fixing the house. So I called the exterminators. And I like these people. These guys came out when I actually moved into the house. And I remember him saying, like, I don't know if I'm going to ever get it this naked again. Pause. but he said that in a sense, like, I hadn't moved anything in. Everything was still gutted. Like, everything was open. So this was the perfect time to spray everything down and get to the foundational things. And I've just been dragging my feet to call him because I figured I can get it under control. I can buy some, you know, poison and shit. And I thought that, you know, it was working cool. But then it's like, yeah, nah. It's like these bugs. It's like, it was interesting. I sprayed. And it's like it attracted them. I'm like, wait a minute. It's supposed to keep them out, not bring them out. what's this? It's supposed to keep them away, and they just trying to come to it. This is weird. So those are my issues. Those are my main things. The currently the sink problem, the clog problem, the bug problem. But I imagine other people have bug issues. Like I remember I had a chick over here. And here's the thing: whenever a chick comes over. Not like I just have a lot of women. Whenever they do come over, whenever they show up, I have to plead with my house. I say, house, please, 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 just let me have this. don't have nobody crawl out. Don't have nobody pop up. Please, please, please don't. Just please do not. And I've been good until this woman came over and she used the bathroom and she's like, oh my God, it's a dead bug right there. And I was like, motherfuck! But she was cool about it. She was like, it's cool because it's the South. I get them too. I know you ain't got bugs. Like, they not the real roaches. They them big roaches. So you good. If they was them little roaches, you know them roaches. You know them roaches that people be having in their house. I'd be like, ooh, yeah, I don't know if I could talk to you no more. I was like, thank you. She's understanding. I miss her. But yeah, that's like my summarization. Year 3, man. Year 3, 2020, 2021, 22. This is year 3. I moved in October. Shout out to the Pains. I don't know if they listen anymore. Joseph's doing some bodybuilding stuff right now, so maybe not. But yeah, man, it's been cool. I've had a few guests. My parents have stayed every now and then. Family has stayed. Yeah, my homeowner shit, that's what you call it. It's just like, it's real. I'll never forget when the movers came, when it was moving in my bedroom furniture, and it was two brothers. And the dude walked up to the house. He's like, this your house? I'm like, yeah, man. He's like, yo, you? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you got any kids? I said, no. You got a wife? I said, no. He said, brother. He stopped. He stopped everything. Dropped the furniture, looked at me, said, brother, I'm proud of you. He shook my hand. I was like, really? He's like, man, look, you're doing it. Whatever you're doing, you're doing it. I was like, wow, that's what's up. I guess to see a black man doing this thing. And I mean, that's what it's about, right? Pride, you know, like, you know, you when you see people doing it, like, I was at work yesterday, and one of the people that I audit, the cabin cleaners, the airplane cleaners, he was on his laptop, and he was writing a book. And I was like, what are you doing? And he got to be younger than me, like, in his 20s still. And he's like, I'm writing. I do this in my free time. I'm like, for real? He's like, yeah, man, I just, you know. And he was explaining to me the process, and he even showed me and let me read it. And I was like, this is dope, man. Keep it. Like, I enjoy to see things like that. Like, we need to do more things, obviously, you know. I don't want to be one of those niggas. Well, no, I guess I can be. But, you know, we need to do things, you know, that just are not expected, right? So I guess to be a black man, homeowner, no kids, no wife. Let me knock on some damn wood. No kids, no ex-wives, nothing like that. To just be like in this position to be able to do this is dope. I get it. So like even for that, is I get these moments of pride and these moments of just joy. But then at the same time, y'all know me. I'm very humble. Like, I'm very humble with this stuff. I tell people, man, hey, being a homeowner ain't for the weak. It ain't. Because every time something break, every time something happens, that's on you. And I just feel like in my spirit, and I was explaining this to Philip one day, I was like, everything costs money. Everything costs money. Everything's going to cost money. Like, the exterminator just left. That's going to cost some money. I feel like it. I'm going to have to call a plumber. That's going to cost some money. Everything costs fucking money. Everything. But I'm in a good place. I'm happy. I want to be able to keep this. Like I told y'all before, I had a plan. It was a phase. It was phases. First phase, find the house. Second phase, get the house. Third phase, update the house, renovate the house. Fourth phase, move into the house. And then Philip added another phase, keep the house. Obviously. So that's what I've just been working on. I guess that fifth phase is keeping the house. And not just keeping the house, but keeping the house up. Like, if I plan to have people over, like, I got to make sure there ain't no critters trying to crawl out. I got to make sure a fucking sink doesn't get clogged up. Like, I got to make sure shit looks good. I've been painting. Like, everything is, my main focus was to make sure that, like, every public space in the house was finished. Obviously, the guest room, guest bath, downstairs, kitchen, stairwell. I mean, the dining room ain't finished because I'm not having big parties. I'm not hosting shit. But if I plan to have people over for my birthday, the dining room needs to be done, right? This is one of those things. So that's where we at, man. But yeah, man, year three. This is, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.